Hey everybody, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. I am one of your hosts, Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Orion, I have something that I've been thinking about kind of all week, and it's been eating at me, and it's kind of an important question. No. I gotta ask you.
Fuck.
Do you remember old Hamburger Helper commercials?
Yes, I do.
You remember that hand thing that would come and like talk to people
the
and
helper.
Be like, yeah, do you know what the fuck that is?
Because
I was thinking about it, you know, like...
No, I don't.
Like the Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, they have a bee.
They got a bee. Yeah.
You know? You know, a lot of things, they have a mascot that has something to do with
that
it.
That makes sense.
Kind of.
Yes.
Like Keebler cookies have those elves, which at first don't make sense, but the elves make the cookies, you know?
Yeah.
And the Cinnamon Toast Crunch has the baker that makes the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What the fuck is that hand?
It's a helping hand, I guess.
I found that
it's
out.
It's the only thing I can think of right now.
I looked into it because I didn't know what the fuck it was. I'm like, is it an oven mitt? I've never seen an oven mitt with fingers like that. Or is it like a clown glove? Is this some kind of severed clown hand that comes into your house and offers you beef dishes?
Magic.
So I looked it up and it's the helping hand.
The helping hand, okay.
Yeah, it's the helping hand that helps you with your hamburger. Hamburger helper. The old jingle was, Hamburger Helper helped her make a great meal.
Yeah.
And they brought him back recently.
Yes, they did.
But now it's like a dude with his hand in a glove.
Yeah.
Like you can see the arm and everything. And now he kind of talks like this. Hey, are you planning on having fast food for dinner? Don't do that. Hamburger Helper can make a lasagna in no time.
Just some hand in
And he just sounds like some TV guy.
Yeah.
But he used to sound like this. And
I was going to say, if you were looking into the fucking hand, what did he used to sound like?
He used to be like this claymation thing, and I was watching old commercials like this one. This is outside of a restaurant called Hands.
May I help you? Sure, I'll have a cheeseburger, man. Cheeseburger macaroni? That's our specialty.
It's these like 50s couple drives up to this drive-in. Hey, what can I get for you? I'll have a hamburger, Mac. Hamburger macaroni? A, that's not what he wanted. B, you're fucking insane. That's kind of why I thought it might have been like a severed clown hand, because he's got like a clown nose and a goofy clown voice, and it's got like a little
red cuff
to his hand.
He's only got
four fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Which isn't that odd for cartoons.
Kind of creepy, yeah.
But it's sort of weird for a disembodied hand with a face that helps you make dinner.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking acid trip.
In light of this new information, now we know it's the helping hand. It's still...
It's helping you get food you don't want.
Yeah,
what do you want? A hamburger? Ooh, you mean macaroni?
It's the same theme nowadays with their commercials.
Hank.
Yeah.
What do you want? A hamburger? Fuck you. Go home and have lasagna.
In the worst part, there's this family in their car. Have you seen this? You probably haven't. With I don't know how much TV you watch.
The one where they drive up to the drive-thru?
Yeah. And he just shows up. You don't want this, you know?
Yeah. But he doesn't sound like that anymore. Now it's, you don't want that.
Yeah.
It's like
some radio
announcer kind of voice.
Yeah, announcer. Like a more professional.
And it's some dude's hand in your car. Like, it's not even... It was weird enough when it was a disembodied hand. Now there's like a guy crouching outside of your car with his hand in there talking to your kid.
I think... Yeah. But when they're like, hi, welcome to so-and-so, can we take your order? They're like, I'll take Hamburger Helper.
Okay, crazy.
They just peel out. Like,
they got to get home.
Oh, man.
And they got to get away from that fucking hand before it follows them home and tries to help them make it. They were probably just trying to appease the hand. Okay, we'll have Hamburger Helper. Now go away, please. Crazy guy.
Now, in my line of work, I know this shit sells very well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's sold very well in the past. You'd think they'd come up with something a little less insane, because they keep sticking to the same theme with this crazy hand. Like, woo! And I understand. They gotta stick to that, you know, that little mascot they got going. Otherwise, people won't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, I think he went away for a long time, and they just recently brought him back as that
Possibly.
Little puppet.
Yeah. They haven't advertised in years, but... fuck, man. So retarded.
Come on in for a meal with real cheese appeal. It's Tuna Helper Cheesy Noodle. Now with twice the real cheddar cheese in the sauce for a delicious meal.
Tuna Helper, help her make a great meal.
With real cheese appeal.
Oh, man.
And he does these things. He does these, like, he waves his fingers around when he's standing still.
Yeah, it's like, he's so happy.
Creepy.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm not afraid of clowns or anything. Like, a lot of people, I guess, are. But the hamburger helper hand is, like, the scariest clown I've ever seen.
It is like a clown.
It's so weird, too, because when I was a kid, I never questioned it.
Never.
Like, yeah. Hey, that's that hand that helps people make dinner. What the fuck? Yeah. Who's like, can you imagine the idea? Like, okay, here's the the here's meeting. The idea for the new ad meeting. Campaign. Yeah.
Here we go.
We're going to have a hand with a face. So wait, is it just a hand? No, it's got a face. It's like a little person, but it's a hand. And he just appears in your kitchen and helps you make dinner.
Genius.
Okay. All right.
That's why it's always been my dream to sit in on a fucking board meeting, like where they're a marketing meeting where they're coming up with this shit.
Do you remember the Snuggle Bear?
Oh yeah.
I think they brought him back eventually too.
Yeah,
but he went away for a while too.
Yeah.
And this
fucking creepy thing.
Yeah, this bear, it like, okay. It's watching a baby.
Cindy's sleeping in snuggly softness.
Because oh
Cindy's mom knows only snuggle fabric softener gets everything that touches Cindy.
Now the Snuggle Bear is sitting in a rocking chair, rocking back and forth and rubbing a blanket on its face. And there's a baby sleeping.
Only Snuggle gets your wash as soft as me. Soft enough for even Cindy.
Creepy fucking bear.
That was... Did you hear that part? Oh, Snuggle gets everything that touches Cindy. Snuggly soft. You kidding me?
Oh,
that wouldn't fly today.
But at least the Snuggle Bear kind of makes sense because the Snuggle Bear is like soft bear.
He's a soft bear.
And he's snuggly. And I guess the helping hand kind of makes sense. But it was bugging me until I looked it up. Like, what the fuck is this hand? Yeah. Why is it a hand?
Yeah.
It could have been a foot for it didn't make any difference to me.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's just, why do they have to go about it in such a way to where it's insane? Just the commercials, you watch them and you're like, whoa.
I guess it actually would probably be creepier if it wasn't like a big white clown hand with four fingers.
Yeah.
If it was like a flesh hand with a face in it. Like Thing from the Addams Family with a face in the palm.
Like movable eyes in the hand. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you making dinner? Just a regular voice. Hey,
soft spoken.
See, you're making dinner there.
That would be so fucked up.
Look, you know it would be way easier is if you just used Hamburger Helper. just a creepy fucking hand.
You should pitch that idea because a lot of commercials out there, they're turning creepier, I guess, to appeal to youth, you know, kind of like in the Adult Swim kind of aesthetic, like Old Spice and the body wash.
Is
it
that
lasts 16 hours. What is that shit?
I don't know.
Power.
Oh, is okay. Yeah.
They got
see, all I could think of was the one with that black guy on the horse.
There's that one as well.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just fucked up, but it, you know, they're targeting the youth because that's the, that's today's humor. Just out there bullshit.
Old Spice body wash can't block odor for 16 hours.
What?
Guy just got punched.
This one does, dummy. It's super powerful odor blocker body wash. Oh! Power!
Fucking love it.
Old Spice odor blocker body wash has 16 hours of BO blocking power!
A yelling tiger.
That's right.
Old Spice odor blocker body wash has 16 hours of BO blocking power.
It's zooming into his armpit, and there
sure smells good in here.
A little that's version of him sitting there and another guy.
Sorry
about that. Tiger again.
Power! Old Spice odor blocker body wash. Black, 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 black.
He's punching the word odor.
Black, 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 black odor for 16 hours.
Flexing his pecs.
Power! Odor blocker body wash is so powerful it can block B.
He actually flexes his pecs like while he's talking. I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
Double sun power. Old Spice odor blocker body wash is so powerful it can block BO for 16 hours. Its blocking power is as powerful as me.
Yeah, it is.
Who said that? Is that my left bicep? No, it was my
abdominals.
Oh, man.
Odor blocker body wash is too powerful to let this commercial in. Building kick.
He just kicked the building over. Yeah, commercials are pretty great.
Yeah. I did end up buying that product because I couldn't help it. I'm like, God damn. It just, every time I looked at the bottle, I'm like, 16, oh shit. Power.
Huh.
And I would say that in the shower with Aldi. She'd get so pissed off.
Is that why you're touching butts?
You don't do that anymore.
Power!
Whoa! Building kick.
You should yell that when you touch butts.
Power.
Butt touch. Power.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore?
No.
Ever since you talked about it on the show, she's embarrassed.
Yeah, I told her. We talked about it and she wasn't happy. So no more butt.
Why would you talk about that? It's not like a dirty secret. Like,
I know.
Of all the things you've talked about, like talking about putting it in the wrong hole and talking about how she's so fucking wet, even in her asshole, you don't need lube.
Oh, man. I remember that show.
But touching butts, that's where she draws the line.
I think she's just like, will you stop talking about what we do? And I'm like, come on.
That's what we do. We talk about what we do.
So I stand in the shower now and I'm like, come on. She's like, no. No butt touching.
You ruined it. It was the only thing that was just ours. You ruined it.
Oh, man. But, yeah, commercials these days, crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I wonder if it's illegal, because I was just thinking, you just got an e-cigarette, which we're going to talk about in a minute here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised. I don't think I've ever seen a TV commercial for them.
Yeah.
I've heard radio commercials for them.
Oh, yeah.
I know cigarettes are illegal to advertise on TV, but I don't see why this would be.
Yeah, it's...
They can advertise Nicorette and all those other, like, quit smoking things.
Yeah. I assume because they're still growing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But,
But yeah, let's talk about your e-cigarette.
Yeah, so I got this e-cigarette because I was sick and tired of smoking. Like, it got to the point where I'd light up a cigarette, and I just, like, I'd take two hits, go to leave for work, and just fling it out the window. Like, I just hit it two times, and I'm like, fuck, I can't do this. I'm so sick of it. I don't like it, but I need it. I need that fucking nicotine.
I haven't quite gotten to that point myself, but there have been times when I've been smoking, and I don't even remember lighting the cigarette.
Oh, yeah. That's
and I'm
how
like,
it started.
Yeah. I'm like maybe halfway through it, and I'm like, I don't even really want to do this right now.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
And it's like, once you start, you got to finish. Right. Otherwise, you're wasting money.
Right.
You know, because you can't just put that whole thing out. But, yeah, it started with, like, chain smoking, and, like, you know, I needed it, and it felt good. But after the room got all smoggy, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't want to do this anymore. This is ugh. So I checked it out online, did a lot of research, ended up buying one, and it looks like a normal cigarette, but it's a battery, and it comes in three parts. There's a battery, which is like where the tobacco would be if this were a real cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
The tip lights up when you suck on it. to look real, I guess. I don't know.
The tip lights up when you suck on it.
But
it's like a robot dick.
There's the other part, the middle part is called the atomizer. It heats up the liquid nicotine, which is in the third part, which is like the filter. And I just put it all together, suck on it. And then I haven't smoked since I got it, which was Monday of this week. So,
and it's Friday now.
Yeah.
So you like it then? It's you're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
What kind did you get, just in case people want to know?
I did a lot of research, man, cause there's hundreds of these things, and people will ask, well, which one do I buy? Cause there's huge ones that look like a fucking like Sharpie.
Yeah.
Or even bigger.
Like, and they a don't cigar.
Want that. Yeah, like a cigar, you know, they don't want that. It looks like mechanical. And there's the ones that look realistic. And then there's real fat ones that look like nothing, like a spaceship, but they're, so it's like people ask which one's for me. And basically what it comes down to is like battery life, like the bigger the thing is, the longer it's going to last. People talk about like throat hit when you inhale. Do you feel the burn? Is it realistic?
Yeah. Does it feel like you're smoking?
They'll gauge that. Because if it doesn't, you're not going to want to smoke it. And if you don't smoke, that doesn't mean anything to you. But it's got to be realistic if you want to make it like a safer alternative to cigarettes. Another thing is the vapor. Like once you inhale, the amount of vapor you exhale, is it like a lot of vapor? Because if it's a little bit like a... Nobody's going to want that because it's not... It doesn't make you feel like you're smoking.
Right.
It's kind of like smoking a dead butt. You know, you light it up when it's almost dead and you inhale it and nothing comes out. And it's like, oh, I'm not even smoking. So.
Okay, but what kind did you get? What's the question?
I'm sorry. the big one is blue. If anyone's heard of an e-cigarette, blue is the big one. But I learned that it's a piece of shit. Only because they lack certain features. I got it's a Volcano Magma. I got it through VolcanoCigs.com. They released this new one called the Magma, which is better than their Volcano e-cigarette. And yeah, it looks like a regular cigarette. It
looks kind of like a Jarum Black, like an old clove cigarette.
Yeah, it's all black. The Magma... the one I got, I guess, had the best reviews on every level except like battery life. Because it's small, it doesn't last that long. But it all depends on, you know, how much you hit it. Every time you hit it, it uses the battery. So if you're chain smoking on this thing, it's not going to last very long. So
how long does it last? I know you've had it for a little while now. Have you had it actually die on you?
Oh, yeah.
And how long?
It lasts like, say I'm sitting drinking some beers and puffing on it like I would be smoking, it lasts about an hour.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah, which isn't much. But if you're, you know, going throughout your day, you work and then you're going to work and you smoke it at work and you come home and you're just puffing on it every here and there, it'll last like all day. So.
And it does come with it's got this little box that it came with, a little carrying case.
Yeah, yeah. Which that looks like a cigarette pack.
Yeah, it's hard plastic or whatever, but it looks like a cigarette pack.
Yeah.
It's same size, the same, the lid opens the same way.
Yeah, it serves.
And that has a charger in it, right? Like yes. You charge that up and then put the little battery thing in it and it charges the little battery in the cigarette, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So
even though it only lasts about an hour, if you're using it, you can carry the charger around with you and charge it back up.
Yep. And when you get the starter kit, because if you buy one initially, you got to get the starter kit because it comes with the e-cigarette and the charger equipment. They give you, almost every company you go through gives you two batteries. So while you're smoking on one, if it dies,
you can swap
it out. You can swap it out and charge it through your little pack.
Well, that's kind of cool.
And the pack serves another purpose. You know, it stores the shit. So you put it in your pocket, carry it around. So yeah, it's been good.
Now, you've been talking about these things for a while. Like, you've been really interested in trying them.
Yeah.
And to be totally honest, I kind of thought that they were going to suck.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think it could possibly be. It's water vapor that you inhale.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, you know, it's going to, like, condense in your throat or whatever. You know, it wasn't going to come back out like smoke. I've seen you do it, though, and it looks like smoke when you exhale it. I have not tried it yet, but...
I think my thought was... that it was going to be like smoking a hookah, which you don't even feel. Have you smoked a hookah?
Yeah, when I was in Japan, of all places.
You like inhale it, but you don't even feel it. And then you blow smoke out.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be.
I was smoking strawberry hookah.
Which isn't bad. You know, I don't mind smoking a hookah, but I was worried because how is that going to, you know, satisfy my nicotine cravings?
Yeah, like when I used to smoke the Jarum Blacks every once in a while, I'd smoke them because they smelled better and tasted better and stuff. Yeah. And they had like this crackle to them that I thought was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't feel it really.
Yeah, you don't feel...
You don't feel the burn or whatever. And it didn't feel like I was smoking. If I had tried to switch to those like exclusively, I would have had to eventually go back to regular cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of also something I thought that wasn't really going to be right with these.
Yeah, but it does when you take the hit. When I set it up and took the first hit, man, it's not like a burn. I don't want to say it like it's hot, but it's intense, I should say. It's kind of like a burn. It's a little burn, but it's the nicotine like getting into your bloodstream. It's almost like you can feel it. It's like kind of It's kind of like a subtle irritant, I guess. You know, you feel it and then you exhale and you're like, whoa, fuck.
You told me the first time you took a hit on it that you got a little bit of a buzz off of it.
It was like taking my first hit of weed.
Yeah. But you said it was only the first time, right?
Only the first time, yeah.
That's weird.
But with these cartridges, which are, they look like the filter, they're filled with liquid nicotine. When you first start smoking it, you get a lot of smoke and you feel the throat hit, I guess. It's intense, but as it dies down, the smoke gets less and less that you exhale.
You keep saying it's filled with liquid nicotine. It's not really liquid nicotine.
It's not all.
It?
It's 16 milliliters per liter or per. It's, I think 16% of the liquid is actual liquid nicotine.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
I was going to say, if it's just it's like a cartridge of liquid nicotine, then yeah, no wonder you felt a buzz the first time you took a drag off of it.
Yeah, but they make them in different levels. With this company, they shipped the highest level. Like there's like full flavor, light, and absolutely no nicotine in the liquid.
So you think you're going to stick with this then? You're done smoking?
Yeah, I think I'm done. The only shitty part is like if you're going camping and you have no way of charging this bad boy, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
So you need some kind of outlet somewhere.
Well, just otherwise do pussy camping where you camp like in a campground where it's like a parking lot with trees and there are poles with outlets on them.
Yeah. If you're going to those campgrounds, you know, where you get the outlet or whatever, you'll be fine.
I'm not into
but,
camping.
But anyway. Yeah. Who wants to sleep outdoors and pay for it, really?
Yeah. It's like paying to be homeless for a week or whatever.
One more thing I wanted to add. Is that you can't really smoke this and expect to quit unless you want to. And that goes with, you know, if you want to quit smoking, this will work. But everyone I've read about online will smoke and use this because they don't want to quit. They love cigarettes. So if you're smoking and you want to quit, it's great. It's better than the gum, I'm sure, because everyone I know that's chewed the gum or did the patch or whatever, they're still smoking or doing the like the snus. You know, the
I didn't know
the
people
spitless,
use
chewing tobacco.
Is that, do they market that as like a quit smoking aid? Because I didn't know people used it to quit smoking. That's not really what it's for.
It's not what it's for, but people at work use it because they can't smoke at work anymore.
Yeah.
It's on the forums like, oh, I used to use snus because I wanted to quit smoking.
That's really weird.
Which is weird. Yeah. It still has the health risks, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're different health risks.
Different.
I guess, but yeah, like you could get mouth cancer.
Yeah. The biggest reason I wanted to quit, other than being sick of it, is I just don't want to, you know, I just want to be healthier and I don't want to cough all the time. And
being healthy is overrated.
So another thing I wanted to mention this, when I got the tobacco flavor,
because
you get all these flavors, vanilla, cherry, menthol. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want a, you know, candy cigarette. I want tobacco.
Really?
Because
that is actually one of the positives in my head.
It sounds appealing. And I did get a few flavors, but and they're great. But I got tobacco, two packs of tobacco. You get five packs with the starter kit. And each pack has five little filters, you know. So you get a box of tobacco, which has five little filters. A box of vanilla, which I got, has five little filters. The tobacco tastes like asshole. It's horrible, but I've gotten used to it. It's not funky, rotten bad. It's like it tastes like a chemical, and it's hard to get used to.
Is that what you've got in there right now?
I believe so, yes. Because I've been mixing them, and you're supposed to wash your atomizer, the thing that burns the liquid. You're supposed to wash it in between flavor swaps.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't, so it kind of mixes a little bit, I think. That and I have a chocolate flavored, and it tastes just like the tobacco with a hint of, like, cocoa.
Hmm.
And it's called milk chocolate. Bullshit.
Yeah.
It tastes like baking cocoa.
Mm.
It's like, oh. And people raved about it, man. They're like, I love the milk chocolate. So I'm like, oh, I'll get milk chocolate. And it sucks. So I'm stuck with all this tobacco-flavored bullshit. And it's, I'll have you try it. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I'm going to swap this this cartridge out that I've been smoking, put a new one on so it's fresh. Because if you smoke one that I've been puffing on, you're not going to get the best results. Let me screw this on here.
So it kind of dies out gradually. It's not gradually, like it's solid all the way through and then it's dead.
Exactly, which
that kind of sucks. That sounds like kind of a downside.
And that's why I don't want to get too far into it, but people will drip. They buy bottles of this liquid and they just drop a couple drops on this atomizer, put a empty cap on it and smoke like 6 puffs. And that's how they like to smoke these things. And I can't even imagine. That's like, you'd have to be maybe at home and just a total low life, just sitting at home. Drip. And people buy syringes for this shit.
Wow.
Just so they can, you know, drip, drip. Oh, just the perfect drop. You
it's
know?
Like refilling an ink cartridge.
Yeah. Like every time. Fuck that. Just buy the fucking cartridges. But I think it's good to go, Kyle. Here you go.
All right.
Now,
it's heavier than I expected.
Yeah, it's a little heavier than a cigarette because it's got a battery.
It feels and looks kind of like a fancy pen.
Yeah.
Like the little line, there's usually a little line above the filter.
Yeah.
It's like a little gold ring.
Yeah.
And it feels kind of like a fancy pen.
And because it's heavier, you know, you feel that? It's really hard to just put in your mouth and hang, like when I'm driving.
Yeah.
I just put it in my mouth and make a turn, you know?
Yeah, I've got it hanging out of my mouth
right now. It doesn't sit in your mouth very well.
Yeah, it's not really the same.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the light right now, and it lights up on the end when you take a drag.
Yeah.
And I kind of, this is really nitpicky, but I kind of expected it to be kind of, it's got a texture to it, like they sort of tried, but I kind of expected it to be kind of shaped like the end of a burning cigarette.
Yeah.
Because it's just a piece of plastic over an LED, so
with like a slight texture.
Yeah, with like almost like a little bit of a mountain shape, you know what I mean, how it gets kind of pointed on the end of a cigarette.
Yeah,
anyway, that's really nitpicky. it doesn't bother me. I just, that's how I it was in my head.
Yeah, but it helps, you see where the middle part meets the battery, it's got a gold ring.
Yeah,
those have 4 holes in them. If you put your fingers over 2 of them, you'll get a better hit.
Oh, really?
That's kind of a downside.
That's kind of weird.
It doesn't
that
have
must
to be
why
that way.
I came in earlier and you were smoking this thing.
Yeah.
And I saw you holding it kind of like a joint.
Yeah.
That must be why you were doing that then.
But that's when it's really low. If you put a brand new cartridge on it, it should be should be fine if you don't. I'm just throwing it out there.
And the hole in the end that you like take a drag off of is really small, which makes sense, but that's not what I pictured in my head either. I don't know what I pictured in my head for that.
Yeah, you don't suck real hard. You can suck hard, but you don't have to.
Yeah. How hard?
You can suck as hard as you want.
How hard do I have to suck? How hard do you want me to suck?
Jesus Christ. I want you to suck very softly.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
And I want to watch.
Should I make a sound while I do it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give it a try.
And you're going to feel it in your throat when you need to exhale. Kind of feel that? Like it's in your throat?
Yeah. I probably should have done that into the microphone so you could hear me doing it.
But take like one big drag. I didn't see anything, Kyle.
I know.
Coming out.
And I did. Well, like, how hard do I have to suck on this thing?
That's the thing. You don't want to suck too hard. It's very sensitive. It's like you just kind of got to go and not.
Was that better?
I could feel it more that time. Yeah, you'll feel
it. It's kind of tricky because like when I smoke a cigarette, what I do is I inhale a little bit. Like, not, I don't inhale a little bit. I puff some into my mouth kind of, pull the cigarette away and then inhale it.
Exactly, yeah.
And I can't really do that with this. I kind of have to go back. Like, I kind of have to try to inhale while it's still in my mouth.
Yeah. I will, you know, I'll take a puff on it and then pull it away and go, oh. And then let it come out.
This must take practice because I saw you doing it earlier. I'm going to take one more drag.
Yeah,
off
it's tricky. It's not a cigarette.
But so I saw you doing it earlier and like blowing the water vapor out of your nose and stuff. And it was tons of smoke. And
like
I just,
a badass.
I've done it 3 times now and I only saw a little bit the last time.
Yeah. I haven't smoked this thing in public yet.
Yeah. It's not picking it up me doing it. So you can't tell when I'm doing it, but I just did it again. Is this the tobacco flavor, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad. It reminds me of something and I can't put my finger on it.
It's not tobacco, but it's something.
It doesn't taste delicious or anything.
It's not great.
But it doesn't taste bad. I'm trying to think. Yeah. It reminds me of something. I can't think of what it is. But
some kind of flavor tastes like that? God, I hope not.
I almost think it reminds me of a smell. But it's kind of sweet. Like
it's like molasses or some shit?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't think the flavor was that bad. I don't know if that would work for me or not. I'd have to play with it a lot more, I think. How much did that cost you?
Oof.
For the whole starter kit thing.
The starter kit was $80. $79.99 plus I think shipping was free, but yeah, that gets you everything. And then if you smoke this for a year, you will save a shit ton, cuz I guess one of the cartridges that's full of the liquid, you know, it costs $1 or less depending on where you go, cuz you got to find one that fits this cigarette,
right.
This e-cigarette. You get like a 5-pack for $5 or less. If you buy, I don't know, if you buy 2 packs, it's less. If you buy 3, it's less. You know, it's like wholesale kind of shit.
Didn't you tell me though that each cartridge was supposed to be like a pack of cigarettes, but it really isn't?
That's true. Yeah. That's what they claim, which pissed me off. Each little cap you put on the end that looks like the filter is supposed to smoke like a whole pack of smokes, and it's not. Depending on how you smoke it. I even smoke it real slow. Like I take a puff here, puff there, and it's out in fucking 5 hours, or it's low. It's so low, you know, I can't feel the hit anymore. So I take it off, put a new one on, and I try to, you know, exhaust them as much as possible.
Have you taken it anywhere yet where you wouldn't be allowed to smoke and smoked it there?
I did take it to work, and I did puff it once in the break room, but nobody was there because I didn't have the balls to do it, because I knew some asshole would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because I know, dude, for a lot of people, that's half the point, you know, like, yeah. I know you were telling me you were reading about people smoking them on planes and stuff.
You know what? I was pumping gas today. I was picking up Ollie, and I really wanted to just puff on it while pumping
gas. And just wait till somebody tells you to stop. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the best.
I wonder even if they knew it wasn't a real cigarette, if they would still tell you to stop, because you're not supposed to be on your cell phone. You're not supposed to open and close your car door.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stupid things you're not supposed to do.
I'm sure they would.
Because it could cause some kind of a spark,
yeah,
and ignite the vapors. And
yep, because it is, it's like metal. Yeah, metal and plastic. So yeah, you never know. Maybe it's not a good idea.
The things they tell you not to do at the gas station, though, I'm surprised you don't hear about gas stations blowing up every day.
That's
like,
true.
There are so many assholes, Jesus, out there. I'm sure every day there are several people, if not hundreds of people, who smoke at a gas station all the time. I'm sure it happens every day, and you don't hear about gas stations blowing up left and right. But I guess, you know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah. It blows my mind they have those fucking cones right by the door to go into the gas station everywhere I go. Like, don't forget to put it out because you can't smoke in here.
Right.
But you can, by all means, smoke out there. No, you can't. Why do you have this?
You can smoke at the gas station. Just don't smoke by the pumps.
Yeah. That's what they're saying, basically. It's okay. You know, just put it out, you know, before you come in.
Yeah.
It always, yeah, nonsense.
It's kind of funny because with the way the rules are now, at least in Michigan, isn't it like you have to be 50 feet away from the entrance to a business?
Oh, yeah.
In order to smoke?
You can't smoke in the business, and you got to be 50 feet from the business.
Yeah, but the like thing to put your cigarette out is right next to the door. So
busted.
Yeah, it's like a sting operation. Yeah. Like, I expect a cop to be on the other side of the door and just come out with his cuffs.
Yeah, oh man.
Taking you in.
Or like when I'm waiting outside to pick up Aldi, I'm puffing on a cigarette when I was. And I kept thinking, if a cop saw me, he could, like, you know, cite me because I'm right by the building, you know, waiting,
yeah,
for her to come out of work.
Yeah, my work, they never, as long as I've been there, they never had a place to smoke indoors or anything.
Yeah.
But when that rule passed that you had to be 50 feet away from the door, because tons of people at my work smoke, they put one of those butt things in, you know, like you were talking about, like it's like a tower sort of thing,
yeah,
with
like
a hole
tower
in the top and,
yes,
a big base.
Yeah.
They put one of those 50 feet away from the building.
Yeah.
And everybody just smokes by the building, by the door. And then when they have to put their cigarette out, they wander over to that thing.
Jesus.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit. And it's not enforced. And I know it won't be. So what's the point? God, what a stupid rule.
And I was thinking about it the other day. I was at a Wendy's drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I was smoking in my car. And I was wondering if technically that's illegal, because I'm like right there at
right
the window.
Yeah, technically, yes.
I wasn't blowing it into the building, but I also wouldn't be doing that if I was smoking by the door.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know.
It's weird. You know, it's one of those weird laws. They can get you if they're a dick, but
yeah,
chances are you'll be all right.
You were telling me that these e-cigarettes have been banned in
Britain
or
the UK. Yes. I was watching a review on, you know, doing my research, and there was this guy that ran this website that sold e-cigarettes and shit, and he's from the UK, and he did just one video basically being pissed off because they had banned it in the UK, and I don't know what that means, because he didn't say, you know, it's illegal. He just said, oh, they banned it in the UK, and something about the nicotine, like taxing nicotine because it's coming from other countries, or like it, if it's in the US, you know, you go to the next state over, buy a pack of smokes or a carton and bring them back over to here in Michigan. You can't do that because of the tax conflicts. I don't know.
It would surprise me if being banned doesn't mean they're illegal. Like, what else would it mean?
Yeah, I don't know, because I mean, he's from the UK, and
they have different words over
there. They have different words for things, yeah.
Over there, fanny means vagina. Over here, it means butt.
Yeah.
Over there, banned means it's totally okay. I would have to assume that means they're illegal, and it will not surprise me in the least. I'm surprised it's taken this long already.
Yeah.
It will not surprise me in the least if some kind of legislation goes through that regulates these in some way in the U.S. Like,
which is bullshit.
Like, you can have them or whatever, but you can't do it in a building, yeah, in a business or whatever. Like,
causes too, because
right now
pollution.
People are doing them on planes and,
oh yeah,
and in restaurants and stuff. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they changed that.
Yeah, in a restaurant. That's the funniest thing. Doing, can you imagine smoking this on a fucking plane and not like the
I'm
commotion and all the questions?
That's not already a problem.
Like, everybody around you. You know, it's kind of tight. Everybody'd be like, what the fuck is he doing? Stewardess? And they'd come over, whoa, what are you doing? And you'd have to explain.
I'm surprised you can get them on a plane because, first of all, if you get the ones that look like a cigarette and people think it is a cigarette, you, yeah, can't smoke on a plane, so that's going to cause you problems.
Exactly.
If you get the ones that don't look like a cigarette, it's a weird little electronic device with a light on the end of it. Yeah. It's not a pen. What the fuck is it? Yeah. And they're real paranoid about,
oh yeah,
shit like that.
Any
on planes. I'm surprised
shit.
You can even get it on the plane.
That is amazing. Goddamn.
Fuck. Can't bring a pair of like toenail clippers,
exactly,
on an airplane, but you can bring your
you can bring a, yeah, thing with three different parts to it.
And you know, there's no secondhand smoke per se, but there, when I was watching you do it, there's an awful lot of secondhand water vapor.
Oh yeah. And I've blown this in Aldi's face and she can smell it.
Yeah.
It's not like, whoa, odorless.
So sooner, okay, or later, I'm sure somebody's gonna say something. And they don't even have smoking sections here anymore because it's illegal to smoke. So yeah, like, you'd be smoking in the regular section if you, yep, went to like a restaurant.
And people would be like, whoa, I can smell that. And
yeah,
I'm sure people that don't smoke or hate smoking would hate these anyway because they don't like anything about it. Like, you're exhaling shit and I'm inhaling it. I don't care,
right,
what it is. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't want it here.
You're exhaling carbon dioxide and I'm inhaling it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been going strong, yeah.
I'd have to try it some more. Maybe I'll get one myself eventually.
Yeah.
But in the short time that I tried it just now, I wasn't terribly impressed. It didn't seem the same to me.
It is definitely not the same.
But, and I, like I've said, I am to the point where there are times where I get sick of it. I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck am I doing? Why am I still doing this? I'm not even enjoying it right now.
Yeah.
But there are still other times where I am enjoying it. So
yeah,
I haven't quite gotten to the point where I'm like, fuck, I want to quit.
Yeah. But if you ever get there and you want one, I know of two kinds that there's another kind I'm going to buy that lasts longer. It's a bigger one. It's real kind of ugly. It's not like gigantic, but it's bigger, so it lasts like all day or 2 days, you know, so you don't have to fuck with the battery. I think that would work for you. Like, you get home from work and you're just fucking with this thing.
I don't know, because I personally, like, you got the black one. That,
yeah.
You got, it does light up red, but it doesn't really, it looks like,
yeah,
a pen or something.
Yeah.
Personally, for some reason, I don't really know why, like, just aesthetic reasons, I want it to look like a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I get, like, part of the appeal of it not looking like a cigarette is that people are more likely to recognize it as being not a cigarette.
Yeah.
So if you do happen to take it to a restaurant or on an airplane,
that
or whatever.
That was my goal.
Yeah. So I get that. But for some reason, I want it to look like a cigarette. So if this thing that you're talking about looks even less like a cigarette, it's yeah, bigger.
It probably won't work for you.
I'd probably like it even less.
And I get that, because when I went to buy one initially, I wanted it as real as possible because I didn't want to try and trick myself, like,
right,
some kind of robotic cigarette. Yeah, it's not working for me.
I was talking to my dad today.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I'm still smoking.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you got to quit that shit. He wasn't being a dick about it. He was just, you know, just concerned. You know, he's my dad. He doesn't want me to smoke.
Yeah.
And I told him about your e-cigarette, and it was kind of funny because I was basically telling him, like, this is a thing that can help you quit and kind of take the place of it, and it's not as harmful.
Yeah.
Like, the only real thing about it that is harmful at all is the nicotine, and that's not really that bad. It's
you're just addicted to whatever you're, like, I will be using this because I'm addicted to nicotine, yeah.
Right.
So I'll keep paying.
I wonder, though, like, I'm sure I am addicted to nicotine, but I think I'm more addicted to smoking than I am to nicotine.
Yeah.
Like, if I stopped, if I stopped cold turkey right now, I would feel kind of because I wasn't getting my nicotine.
Yeah.
But I would want to smoke. You know what I mean?
Well, like, they have those cigarettes, that are smoke-free. Do you think that worked?
Smoke-free?
Yeah, it doesn't have, you don't even light it. You just puff on it.
I've never Nothing heard comes of that. Out. Is it like a, what are you, I've never heard
they're,
of that.
They're called smoke-free. They come in a pack. You buy them at the gas station. You don't even light them. You just inhale and there's like nicotine in it. Well, it just like kind of serves the purpose. Like I feel like I'm smoking. So I'm leading myself to quit by you, because you're not lighting it up, but you're still, you're not getting the carbon monoxide and all the dangerous chemicals, but you're getting the nicotine.
I don't think it's the
nicotine. It's like a step down from this.
I could be wrong. I mean, there's no way for me to know for sure, really. But I don't think it's the nicotine. I think it's smoking.
Just the smoking.
Like the whole act, like the inhaling of the smoke, the having the cigarette between my fingers and putting it to my mouth and taking a drag, all of that is what it is, I think.
Yeah.
And so this is actually probably the closest thing if I was trying to quit and I wanted some kind of aid. This really is probably the best thing.
Yeah.
I'm not actually trying to shit on it. Like it does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It didn't really, I don't know.
It takes but some fucking around.
I didn't mind that. I wish I could think of what the fuck that flavor reminds me of.
You want to smell it again?
No, I just can't think. It reminds me of something very specific and I can't think of what it is.
Well, now it's bugging me.
Maybe it's like incense or something.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a caramel molasses. I don't know.
It was sweet, but it wasn't like sugary. I don't know.
Who knows?
It wasn't like a candy.
If it comes to you, let me know.
Yeah, it reminds me of something like an incense, something like, or like a scented candle or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like not a food.
Something hippie. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again. Hey, we just took a little break real quick. I was actually feeling kind of lightheaded there for a little bit. I think because of the old e-cigarette.
The e-cigarette?
It was real weird. I got real cloudy.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize to anyone that doesn't smoke because that was a lot to take in.
Yeah, we talked about that for quite a while.
I really didn't think I had that much to say about it.
Hopefully it's interesting. And if it's not, fuck you. There are other episodes.
Yeah.
But now, actually, another thing I wanted to mention is I probably sound a little different now. I just switched mics because I was just, I haven't tried this mic since we got into this new space. So if I sound a little different, that's why. I don't know. Hopefully I sound better.
Sounds good.
Yeah, whatever. So we're going to do some voicemail.
Voicemails?
It's an Austin's Voicemail Corner week, but I don't have the music.
Yes!
The music pulled up right now. So Austin's Voicemail Corner. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just calling because you always mentioned the forums and how blah, blah, blah. They're dead, essentially. I mean, I'm sure people post there or whatever, but most people don't go there and listen to the show. Maybe if when you mention something and it's regarding a picture, you would actually post the picture on the forum. Or maybe if you guys actually would mention things going on that you started in the forums to get people to maybe do something, to show up. If there's some activity from you guys, maybe they'll go there because, hey, that sounds like something I would like to post on. Don't really want to call in. And then, you know, from there, maybe it goes. But I don't know. Personally, I'm not a forum person. I've even as a kid, like when I was stupid enough to argue in forums, I didn't really go to any of them. I went to a Mortal Kombat forum, but I went there looking for news on the new 3D Mortal Kombat because that's when they started getting easy, and I was never good at them. So that's when I started loving them more than I used to. So I'm just not a forum person. So maybe forums are just 90s and they're dead, except for where they're still young teenagers. So I don't know. As for when you guys mentioned if I sound better, I hope I sound good on this one. I don't know. Normally I'm talking when everyone in the house is sleeping. But yeah, and I'm kind of not really thinking about it either. I'm just kind of chilling, not really doing a whole lot. So I kind of sound a little more asleep, I suppose. Yeah, later.
All right. So there's a bit to talk about.
What are your thoughts, Kyle?
Well, in terms of the last, let's take it in reverse order, I guess.
Okay.
In terms of the last thing he was talking about, which is him sounding better, he just tends to be a little quiet in his voicemails.
That's just how he rolls.
And it's apparently it's because people are asleep in his house when he's calling in. But so sometimes it's a little little hard to make out. It's a little quiet. That's all.
Yeah.
But in terms of the bigger topic of the voicemail, the forums, he seems a little
Maybe the forums are dead. They're, you know,
he
so
little,
1990s.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that that's true. I think it's partially true. I think forums were bigger back then because there are so many other forums that you can get in contact with people via now. There are chat rooms and forums and email and voicemail and Skype and video conferencing things. And there's so many different ways that you can communicate now that forums are not the biggest. But there are plenty of forums that are huge that have tons and tons of members and discussions and stuff. I don't think it's that forums in general are dead.
Yeah.
But he seems a little bitter. like we haven't been, like we've been complaining about people not being in the forums and posting and stuff, but we haven't been posting enough to bring them in.
Okay.
And I can sort of agree with that, except that I don't know what to post to bring people in.
What else can we do?
I sort of tried, like I did that stupid soul auction thing, and I know that's kind of maybe it's kind of a shitty way to do it because that is like, hey, come on in and pledge money to me. So maybe that's why, you know, that didn't work so well.
Yeah,
but
that's no good.
I don't know what to post in there. And he did mention, like, when we mention something that's, like, on the internet or a picture or whatever, we could put that in the forums. And I do sometimes, but usually those, if I do that, it'll go in the episode thread. So it doesn't really get people in the rest of the forum.
Yeah.
Like, I've posted YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, a forum to me just seems like it's a little more complicated than a fucking Facebook, but it's not that hard. I mean,
well, no, it's not hard. I don't think it's that it's hard. I think it's that people,
it's not that convenient, so they don't want to come in and fucking sign up.
I think it's that people like to, for example, like a TV show.
Yeah.
Most people just watch it. You know,
okay.
And then there are some people who will like make a forum or go find a forum for it and they'll go talk about it. But most people just watch it.
Okay.
Well, we don't have the same audience as a TV show. So the percentage might be the same of people who will get in there and talk about it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like many because we don't have as many people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it might be a tiny, minuscule percentage of people that get on the internet and talk about House in a forum.
Yeah.
But it looks like a ton of people because there's a shitload of people who watch House.
Yeah. I don't want to like fish people in if they don't want to, you know, be in the forum.
No, I think he's right, though.
Like,
I think there needs to be some kind of an incentive. Like, why would I go to the forums? Well, there was a big conversation about this, or I posted this in the forums, or, you know, something to go look at.
Yeah.
Or you know, something to draw you in rather than just go post in the forums. It's up to you. You do it. I don't want to do it. Do it.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Speaking of the forums, we got our first submission for IdgeCat.
Yeah, I saw that. Holy shit.
Some retarded tiger. It had a little bit of a backstory that I think was total bullshit, but it's a retarded tiger. A retarded white tiger.
It does look retarded.
No, it is literally.
It is literally.
It's not just an ugly tiger. It's
It's
got genetic defects.
Really?
I've seen
it
before. I
just thought it looked retarded. My bad.
No, yeah, it is a retarded tiger. It's got like Tiger Down syndrome or something.
Wow. How would they know? It just doesn't.
How would they know it's retarded?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, for one thing, that's not what a tiger's face looks like.
That's a good start, yeah.
I mean, you know, we're really good at recognizing differences in human faces, but I bet I could show you two tigers and you would think they were the same tiger if I didn't show you them side by side. Yeah. But this tiger is definitely different. I think that's one way to tell it's retarded.
Okay.
And there was a big conversation this week about Lost in the forums
that
I did not become a part of because I don't have much to say about Lost.
Yeah, I read it, but yeah, I'm with you on this. Yeah,
I've been watching it since the beginning, and I was really into it at first, and now I'm still watching it because I kind of have to.
You have to.
And I still sort of enjoy it, but it's not.
It's not. What
a lot
I
of people would disagree
be.
With me on this, but I really liked the idea that there was going to be like a concrete scientific kind of pseudo-scientific.
Yes.
It wasn't going to be real, but you know, pseudo-scientific explanation for everything.
I think most people would agree.
But spoiler alert, have you seen the latest episode?
I have.
Yeah, there was a magic cave full of magic light in the latest episode.
When I saw that, I wanted to get up and say, oh, fuck this.
And that's sort of like the ultimate answer is that everything, all these crazy magic things that have happened are because of this magic cave full of magic light. Like, okay, fuck. You could have said it was anything then.
Yeah.
It's this magic rock or this magic unicorn. It could have been anything.
And that doesn't need explanation because it's magic, but I want to know, you know?
Right, right.
But when magic shows up, I don't want to know because what's there to know? It's magic.
And
that leaves little, I don't know, desire to watch the next episode.
There's been magic involved for quite a while now.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, when we didn't know much and they were finding a hatch in the ground and scientific facilities from like the 70s or 80s or whatever, you know, it seemed like maybe something sciencey was going on.
But discoveries,
Anyway.
All that good shit.
So that's really why I haven't commented because I'm not really expecting anything anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not really upset, but I'm also not that excited about it anymore.
Yeah. I know I'm going to hate the finale. I know it. I'm going to brace myself and watch that piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm
going to
watch it, but
it's going to suck.
I don't know.
So much balls.
I know I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah. And that sucks. And I think everyone feels that way. So why would they do this to us?
I don't know.
I love that fucking show.
Well, Austin has another voicemail, and I think this one is largely about the forums as well.
Okay.
Sorry. I forgot shit. And I don't pay attention because it's late, so whatever. That's forum thing. Number one, you guys are a kind of a stupid stories show. Like, you mentioned stupid stories, and they're funny. And that's why, you know, most people listen, I guess. I don't know. It's entertaining. That's not necessarily something that transfers over to forums, but make a little stupid contest. Not to win anything, but just, like, it's your homework assignment. A lot of video game podcasts do it where it's like, create a video game crossover between, or a video game and a movie crossover and, you know, say why you want it to exist or why it would be stupid as shit or something along the lines of, hey, come up with something. Or I know the only two times I've ever gone to the forums other than the show comments was when I first signed up and when you mentioned that you had put out a whole bunch of music on there. I went there, I downloaded it all, and I probably don't think I've ever been back since because there's nothing to drive me there again. So, Haagen-Dazs.
All right.
Haagen-Dazs.
I like the idea of doing a contest.
Hell yeah.
But the problem is I don't know what to do for a contest because I like the idea of doing a contest that's sort of mutually beneficial.
Yes.
Like if you win the contest, you get something, but I'm bumping the mic. But the contest involves you making something or doing something that helps the show. It's like a, you know, a tit for tat kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Like, I like the idea of maybe doing a contest where people try to make promos, like cutting clips out of the show, putting music to it or whatever. Whatever you want to do, cut things out of context and make us sound like idiots.
Yeah.
But make some kind of audio promo. And then whoever does the best one gets a t-shirt or something.
That'd be cool.
But I've brought things kind of like that up before, and I get the impression that most of the people listening aren't really that.
I was gonna say, yeah,
inclined to do that kind of thing.
Come up with another contest that's, or just a contest that's simpler, maybe.
Now, another thing I wanted to talk about briefly in this episode is this game I've been playing, and this does kind of relate to what he was talking about. I've been playing this game called Super Mario Brothers Crossover, and I showed it to you, I think, last week.
Oh.
What it is it's a Flash game. So you play it in your web browser, and it's the entire game of Super Mario Brothers 1 for the old 8-bit NES Nintendo Entertainment System. It's all been recreated, and you can play as Mario if you want to, but that's kind of pointless because you also have the option to pick from all these other characters from other old NES games. Like, you can be the guy from Contra, or Samus from Metroid, or Mega Man, or Simon from Castlevania.
And each character has their own different part, you know, in the Mario game.
Right. Well, you can you play through the whole game like normal, except that you're these characters, and they play like they did in their game. So, like, the Contra guy has like his little rifle or whatever, and you can lay down on the ground to shoot and stuff, and you can shoot the bad guys, you can shoot the bricks, and when he gets a mushroom, he gets the machine gun, which is like the rapid fire red bullet gun, and then when he gets a fire flower, he gets the spread gun, which shoots all across, you know, it spreads out as it leaves your gun, and you can just demolish these levels because you can shoot the bricks until they explode. So like when you get to one of the underground levels where it's all bricks, you can just destroy everything. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So fucking cool.
And the main reason I bring that up right now is because he mentioned as one of his contest ideas, like create like a video game crossover, like a movie and video game crossover.
Yeah.
So maybe if people are so inclined, you could, I don't know if it'd be a contest because I don't know if there would be a winner, but you could make like, I don't know, throw up ideas for two video games to cross or something like this Super Mario Brothers crossover or Photoshop pictures of what it would be like, or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I wonder how many people out there that listen would be up for just like a Photoshop contest, because that seems real easy to us.
Yeah, but again, I don't know, you know, just because you listen to a podcast doesn't mean you're that kind of person.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do for a contest. Does anybody have any ideas?
I do.
Here's a contest. Whoever comes up with the best idea for a contest is the winner of the contest.
Way back when we started this forum, I had this idea, like everybody would email me like a picture of their genitals with like a face drawn on it.
Okay.
They would email them to me because if they posted them, you'd be like, oh, that's so-and-so's dick or vagina.
Right.
But if you email them to me, I can put them up anonymously so you don't know who's who. Uh-huh. And it would be just hilarious.
I don't think that's going to happen. Although, let me know if you get any dicks or vaginas in your email.
Okay.
That's Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
I was going to say, I could start it. I mean,
You going to take a picture of your dick and post it on the internet?
Maybe not.
Yeah, well, you can if you want to.
Okay.
I've seen it before.
I'll get really drunk, do it, and then it's done, and the next day, fuck it. You know, I can
have Aldi draw a picture on it for you.
Oh, God. Yeah. It'll have, like, upside down hats for boots. Yeah. Balls.
On your balls, yeah.
A big afro. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
So I'd love to do a contest. Another thing is I don't really have anything for prizes. Like I can buy you a t-shirt, but the way we do t-shirts, it's not like I have a stack of them here that I can just mail one out.
Take some time, man.
Yeah. So it's not like we have anything to give for prizes.
Yeah.
I could send you stickers, but you can get those for free anyway.
Yeah.
All of the sticker page is still broken. So just in case you've never heard me say this before, the sticker page is broken. I should just get rid of it. But if you want free stickers, you can email me just give your address and say, I want some stickers. It's exactly the same thing. It was just a form that would send me an email anyway.
Yeah.
So if you want some, that's how you do it.
You know what sounds cool to me?
What's that?
If we come up with a contest, they win a t-shirt of their choice because you have a few, right?
Oh, that's true. We do have a few different
ones. Like the Itch Hat, the Thomas Edison. I don't know if anyone's seen them. You'd have to be a fan on the Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a Bitch Flap t-shirt with a pterodactyl that says Bitch Flap.
Yeah. If they win, they can be like, I want this shirt in this size. Yay.
There's a Submarine Police t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do for prizes, you know? Like, I'll mention your name on the show, but I'd do that anyway if you called in or said something interesting in the forums or sent an email.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. It'd be nice if we got some ideas from the listeners while we ourselves crack down on this.
Yeah.
Think something up.
Maybe we'll have something thought up by next week. Who knows?
Yeah.
But there's one more voicemail from Austin.
All right.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, what do you think is the reason that Bowser from Super Mario Brothers has never thought, hey, Mario always kicks my ass because he eats mushrooms. I should eat some mushrooms and kick Mario's ass. Like, why doesn't he think that that's a good idea? I don't know. what do you think Bowser would do, though? Would he just get bigger, or would he shoot more fire out of his mouth? I personally think that he'd put on a dress and pretend to be a cursed Princess Peach, and beg Mario to fuck him as Princess Peach with a sickness, and that's the only way to get the cure. And then he'd use his dragon penis, because I think he's a dragon, and he'd probably eat Mario with his dragon penis. But that's only if he eats the mushrooms. See, if he doesn't eat the mushrooms, you know, he just has regular small dragon penis. He has to get mushroom dragon penis so that it'll fit Mario, because Mario's fat. I don't know if you know. He's a little chunky. He likes to eat a lot of cheeseburgers. And see, there's a story. This one time, Mario was eating cheeseburgers, and he's a little dumb. You know, he's an Italian plumber guy, but, you know, so he's dumb. So he's eating cheeseburger, and he's like, cheeseburger. And then he looks in his other hand, and he's like, cheeseburger. And then he realizes he has two cheeseburgers, because he's a fat dude. And then he's like, I have two cheeseburgers. So, yeah, what's your special power if you eat a magic mushroom? Later.
Oh, man.
Well, I think the obvious answer as to why Bowser doesn't eat the mushrooms is that...
Now why is that?
Well, okay, first of all, I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but Mario is not from the Mushroom Kingdom. It's kind of like an Alice in Wonderland sort of thing. He stumbled upon it by accident.
Yeah.
He eats these mushrooms. They make him bigger. Like, there were those eat me things in Alice in Wonderland that would make you bigger or smaller.
Yeah.
He's not from the Mushroom Kingdom. His biology is different. Denizens of the Mushroom Kingdom probably aren't affected. I've never seen anybody else eat the mushrooms and get bigger. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Except Luigi, and he doesn't fucking count.
Yeah.
So that would be the obvious answer to me. Although it could also be like gummy berry juice from the Gummy Bears cartoon.
Yeah.
Where like the bears would drink it and they'd get all bouncy, but when humans drank it, they got super strength. You know, it had different effects because they're different physiology. So maybe it would do something other than make Bowser bigger. Like maybe it would make him put on a dress and pretend to be Princess Peach. Yeah. Like a weird like frog prince kind of thing. Like, Mario, you have to kiss me and then fuck my dragon dick to make me turn back into a princess. Jesus. Gotcha. Do you think Bowser ejaculates hot lava?
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, he in the first Mario game, he like spits fire, like not fireballs exactly, but like flames that fly across the screen. And because it was an old game, you can't really tell exactly where they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, they sort of look like they're coming out of his mouth. Could be ejaculate. You don't know. And in that first Mario game, when Mario got firepower, it looked like he was plucking them out of his nose.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I never knew. I always thought he was just throwing them.
He is. He's supposed to be.
Okay.
I'm saying. It looks like one thing and it is another.
But just yesterday, I thought he was, I don't know.
And in Mario World, it looked like he's punching Yoshi in the back of the head to make him stick his tongue out, but he's supposedly not. So, you know, just because it looks like one thing doesn't mean it isn't another. Yeah. So maybe Bowser is ejaculating all over Mario when he gets to the end of the little castles.
Yeah. So if he, say he eats the mushroom and something happens, what could that be?
He doesn't eat them because when he does, his ejaculate turns to ice.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he can't ejaculate fireballs anymore. That wouldn't be very helpful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just had a great idea.
Okay.
For like a cross promotion thing. Nintendo should contact that Bad Dragon website we talked about that has all the dragon dildos.
Jesus.
And make one called the Bowser or the Koopa.
Oh, God.
It would be all scaly and stuff. And they could have fire lube.
You know somebody would buy that and be like, oh, Bowser.
Because they have this stuff they call cum lube, which is like snot, it's lube. Yeah, it's supposed to be like dragon semen. So maybe they could make a fire lube, which would be like a cinnamon lube or something that would just irritate your genitals. Or like they'd put hot sauce in it. So it'd be like you're getting fireballs ejaculated into you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, why not?
God damn it. People would buy it too.
Fuck yeah, they would.
Fuck, that's sick.
I'd put it with my Nintendo memorabilia.
And this little Billy, when I was a young lad.
They could give it out as a pre-order bonus with Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Jesus.
I don't even know if Bowser's in that game. I don't keep track of the Mario games anymore.
I don't think he is, no.
I don't give a shit
Mario
about him.
Mario 2 sucked.
Ever since Super Mario World, I just don't care about the Mario games. I played Mario 64, but when they turned 3D, I just kind of lost interest.
And that's where I disagree, but I don't know if you want to turn this into the video game podcast.
Who the fuck cares? It's our show.
All right. I personally love Mario Galaxy for the Wii.
Yeah.
It is awesome. It's a lot of fun.
I don't know. Part of it's the aesthetic. Like, it kind of changed. They sort of went back with Mario Galaxy a little bit.
It is totally, like, unrelated to... Like, it doesn't really correlate with the original Mario story, which that could piss me off, but it's a fun game.
I almost feel like I've said this before on the show, but yeah. If I did, it was a long time ago because we don't talk video games that often. But when I was a kid and, like, Mario World came out,
yeah.
If you would ask me what, like, Mario games would look like in 10 years... I would have said they'd probably look just like cartoons. They'd still be side-scrolling and everything, but the graphics would be amazing. And the animation, it would look just like playing a cartoon,
yeah. But
side-scrolling. And that's kind of what I would like to see. Like, New Super Mario Brothers came out, and it was, for some reason, it was a 2D game, but with 3D graphics.
Yeah.
And kind of shitty 3D graphics, because it was on the Nintendo DS. I don't know why they didn't just use 2D graphics. Like that Wario World game.
Yeah,
Wario Land Shake It.
Yeah.
That one, it was a gorgeous game. It was
not
the greatest game in the world. It was kind of a baby game in terms of platforming, but
but
it was a gorgeous game. If they made a Mario game that looked like that,
that'd
be perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see.
Were really smooth. Graphics were really high res, really nice. Yeah.
And it's not that I'm all about the graphics. I prefer the side-scrolling gameplay too. But
I
think that would be perfect. That's exactly what I thought Mario games would be like now, but they're not. They're these weird 3D things, and now he's running around on tiny planets.
Yeah, and they were starting to evolve the side-scroller. Like, it wasn't just on one plane. Like, you could go, it'd still be a side-scroller, but you'd go, like, back into a cave and then walk to the side from back there or jump up ahead. It started to evolve, but then it went 3D.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with 3D games in general,
but
I got annoyed when the PlayStation and the Nintendo 64 came out because it was like the death of 2D games. Like, because they could do 3D and it was the big new thing, nobody would do 2D anymore.
Yeah, it just wouldn't sell.
The only people who were doing it were people who were making, like, kind of niche Japanese games, like the first couple of Mega Man X games that came out on the PlayStation were 2D, and Mega Man 8 was a 2D game, and the Street Fighter games were all still 2D.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything went 3D.
Yeah. That's where the market was. Yeah. Everybody wanted 3D. It's the future.
And 3D was shitty back then. It was like starting all over because, you know, graphics had gotten really, really good, and now they just kept getting better, and now they suck again.
Yeah.
Now you're like, you have characters that look like they're made out of triangles. And,
yeah.
Well, they were made out of triangles.
You can totally tell, though. It looks shitty.
Yeah. So that's the video game talk this episode. Yeah. Did you have something you said earlier to me, and maybe I'm ambushing you with this, but you said earlier that there was something you thought about talking about last week that we didn't get to.
Oh, this is stupid. But I was wondering if you have a friend... And you sit down one day and you beat off to the idea of fucking them.
Uh-huh.
Do you tell them? I was just wondering.
No. What is wrong with you? No, you don't tell them. Was it me?
Oh, shit. No. But I was thinking, like, you know, your friends, you should be able to tell them anything. Just say, hey, I'm sorry, but... I'm sorry. Like, it was an accident.
Look, I'm sorry. I was jerking off. You came into my mind. I was like, why not?
Yeah. Can you still be friends after that, do you think?
In my head, you were wearing a short skirt. You were asking for
it. I was really up in there.
Can I see your vagina? Because I had a really vivid picture in my mind, and I'm just wondering if they match up. Do you shave? Because in my head, you had like a little landing strip. No, you don't tell them.
All right.
Unless you're really, really close to them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you just said, you know, they're my friend. I should be able to tell them anything. Do you really feel like you can tell your friends anything? I mean, some of them, maybe. You could tell me pretty much anything, but all of your friends, you're like, I could tell you anything.
I was also thinking that could be dangerous, because what if you told the wrong friend and they were like, ooh, I've kind of had a thing for him.
And now I know he wants to fuck me.
Exactly. So then they become... kind of interested and they have this crush on you when all you really did was just masturbate to them. You don't really want to date them or anything.
Every time you see him, it's like they're in heat.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I'm guessing you don't want to reveal who it was then.
No.
Will you tell me later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And it's somebody I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a girl.
Yeah.
I'm just, I've got to cover all the bases.
The only time I will tell you if I ever have a sex dream with a guy, because I told you, God, there was just the one. Did you ever have a sex dream?
I had a sex dream. I've never had a sex fantasy with a guy, but I did have one sex dream with a guy that really creeped me out.
Because we talked about this way back, so far back I forget. So
I don't think I mentioned it.
Really?
But I did have one sex dream with a guy, and it wasn't even a sex dream because it didn't get that far, but it was obviously like that's what was going down.
Yeah.
And it was me and this friend of mine from high school, and it was early high school, and it was during that time that I had the dream, and we got in the shower together, but that was like as far as it went.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was going to go further, and I just woke up or whatever.
Thank God.
But it was really creepy to me.
That had to be awkward seeing that guy.
No, because it wasn't real. I didn't.
Okay, I know. It's just like...
Hey, and like I said, it wasn't a fantasy. It was a dream. I've also had dreams where, like, my mom was murdered, and that doesn't mean, like, I secretly want my mom to be murdered.
Yeah. I just think it'd be awkward because every time I'd masturbate to a classmate and I'd bump into them, in the dream, I saw them naked, so it's kind of awkward. I'm like, oh, God, I had this sex dream about you, and I kind of have this idea of what you look like naked and how you feel inside, you know? So it's a little awkward.
Oh, man. I when I was much younger, before I had had sex, I would occasionally have sex dreams, and I knew what a vagina looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew what they were like.
Looks like your mom's,
Yes, it looks... No, because my mom's is the only one that I ever would have seen from the inside.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, no, I know what they look like. You know, I've seen porn, I've seen porn magazines, I've taken fucking health class.
Yeah.
I knew what they looked like. But in my dreams, for some reason, there were several that I had where they looked really weird, like weird alien things. But while I was dreaming, it was perfectly normal.
Oh, of course.
You know how, like, you're dreaming, you can be at a house that's your house, but it's not your house.
And
but
totally
in the dream,
normal.
It's totally normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. Like, this is perfectly normal, but it's got, like, these little, feelers on it. It's not as gross as it sounds, because I can't describe it right.
Okay.
But it wasn't right, you know, it was weird.
Just a little off.
It, like, had external parts. Like, it's odd.
Like the labias had little slits in them or something?
No, it was like, it was more like you know what a diagram of the fallopian tubes in the uterus looks like?
Yeah.
It was kind of like if that was on the outside. But no, see, now you keep doing that, but it wasn't that weird. It was like there were little, almost like little knobs or something, but not like bumps, like sores. It's, it's hard to explain.
Okay.
But it wasn't gross. It was just really weird, and that's not what they look like. And I knew that. So
I'm totally with you on, you know, how it felt normal.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It was really strange.
It just seems normal. But I didn't. Thanks, Kyle. I didn't want to bring that up last week because I knew it'd be a little awkward. I was just curious.
Yeah.
And if any of the listeners,
have you ever done that? Have you ever jerked off to a friend and then went and told them?
No.
So you've been living a lie.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time is this the first time it's occurred to you to tell them? Or have you thought about it for a long time, but you just, you know, thought maybe I shouldn't?
Yeah, it just came to me. Just right in the head. I don't know. I hadn't been dwelling on it all these years. No, it just came to me.
I think you have maybe I'm the weird one, because this is another thing that was discussed in the forum, is that Marleykins brought up the concept of like hormones that are released and stuff while you're having sex and how that kind of creates this intimacy bond and things and how maybe because I'm fucked up, I don't have that going on. And that's why I don't feel this extra attachment when I have sex with people.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'm the weird one here, but you seem to have this weird hang up about like... like if you have jerked off to somebody, you feel like you should tell them. Like it's like it changes your perception of them. Like I jerked off to somebody, and now every time I see them, I can't help thinking I have had sex with you in my head.
Yeah.
But I don't have that problem.
It's maybe I have that hormone. Yeah. But it seems, I will say this, it seems backwards to me. Like, why would, like in nature, a guy fuck something and then be bonded to it, you know?
It's kind of like...
move on and keep procreating.
It's kind of like the idea of, you know, like when a baby animal is born and it imprints on its mother or whatever, like a baby animal can be born and the first thing it sees is different kind of animal. And from then on, it thinks that's its mother.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
It doesn't really make sense, logical sense, but it's just a chemical that alters your state at that point. And but I do think I wouldn't be surprised if I have some sort of low hormone levels of certain kinds because I'm not a huge hornball.
Yeah.
Like I'm constantly perplexed by how important sex is to other people.
Yeah.
And I don't like when I enjoy it. I like having sex. I jerk off all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But when I do it, I don't feel like, hey, now you and me are more than we were before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's scary to me because it hasn't happened, but I'm worried. Yeah. If I ever just fucked a female friend that I'd feel something that I didn't want to feel, you know, because it's chemical.
If anything, I just feel weird because it's like, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
but otherwise, you know, just the experience itself doesn't have any real profound effects on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm just, you know, rehashing what we talked about last episode, but I wouldn't be surprised if I have some kind of weird hormonal imbalance.
I wouldn't either. Fucking robot.
Yeah, well, sometimes I feel like a fucking robot because I was talking to my dad today about my sister.
Yeah.
Apparently, my dad and my sister had this conversation about pregnancy. And she said, what if I decided I wanted to have a baby?
Yeah.
And she meant like, you know, now. What if I decided I wanted to have a baby now? She's not, she's living with her boyfriend. She's not married, which to me isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But she's young. Compared to my parents when they had us, she's actually old, but she's 3 years younger than me. I'm 27, so that makes her, what, 24?
Yeah.
So she's not that old, and she's not really in a stable position for having a kid. And my dad was like, he basically said, no, I wouldn't approve of that. You know, he didn't say, like, I'd disown you or anything, but he didn't like the idea.
Yeah, it's not a good idea if you're not stable.
And my sister flew off the fucking handle.
Of course.
And yelled at him and screamed at him. And said, at one point she said, you abandoned me. And she ran out the door and slammed the door and left. And he hasn't seen her since. And that was like a couple weeks ago or something. But the reason I bring that up is because I feel like a robot because my sister was so affected by my parents' divorce.
Yeah.
Like this whole thing about him abandoning her and leaving her is because my parents got divorced and she feels abandoned. And I don't. And I never did. I was never the type of kid to say, oh, it must be my fault.
You just got it.
I don't remember crying over the divorce.
Yeah.
It's like it was all, you know, a mental logic thing.
Exactly.
For me.
Same here.
And I think that actually makes me weird because I think most kids kind of go through a harsh period. And I was a little older too, but I think I don't have any like feelings of resentment about the whole thing.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. Like there were a couple times where my dad couldn't take us on his weekend. That didn't really bother me. It was annoying because I had expected to go see him, but I wasn't like, oh my God, my dad doesn't love me, you know? And then he got with his current wife, who was his girlfriend at the time. And I think that bothered my sister because he's moved on and that didn't bother me either.
Yeah.
None fucking of this stuff weird. Bothered me.
Yeah. My sister was the same way. Like, you don't love us anymore. When my parents got divorced. I don't know what it is.
But I don't even care about talking about the divorce, but I just feel like, you know, maybe I didn't react the way I was supposed to. I don't know.
Yeah. I see that in everyday, like, situations, though. Like, when people... I swear, every person out there just has this instinctual way of saying, excuse me, when they need help. Nobody, like, 1 out of 100 will be like, hey, excuse me? I need some help. But everyone else is like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I get your attention? You know, like they just don't like they're supposed to. That's just how everybody else does it. Just I don't know if that helps. But a lot of situations out there just suggest that I'm different and I'm glad.
I think there are kind of two operating levels for a human being.
Yeah.
You kind of operate on the like emotional slightly irrational level. And then there's the rational side that's all like a computer or whatever. You just take in information and process it and deal with it.
Yeah.
And I think it's different per person. It's like you can imagine it is like a scale and there's more weight on one than the other. Like
choose your character. And right. Different levels.
Different stats. And I think my sister's like all emotion. Yeah. It's like we're two sides of the same coin. It's like she got all the emotion and the craziness and I got the computer brain.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just because she's a girl and girls are dumb.
That's a safe bet.
Girls are dumb. Do you hear that, girls? Here's a contest. How about you get in the forums and prove you're not dumb? The smartest girl wins.
Get in the forum and make me some dinner.
Yeah, or that. Two contests we have going on. Get in the forum and prove you're not dumb or make me dinner. Loser makes dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm just kidding, girls. You're not all dumb. Just like 95%.
If you're not dumb, prove it. Did you just hear that? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I was just exhaling.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty fucking cool.
If you're not dumb, prove it.
Prove it.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway. This does sound really cool.
Is that what it sounded like?
I know.
Never
Only mind. A little more muffled. Like, if you're not dumb, prove it. Maybe not. Let's What's do wrong? Funny voices.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's my favorite thing to do.
Funny voices?
Yeah, we play studio or whatever you call it.
Play studio?
No, we play, what do they call it? sound booth.
Yeah.
You make different voices and sounds.
Did you hear that? Yeah. When I was a little kid, I had a tape recorder and I used to just record myself making stupid sounds and doing stupid voices.
Yeah.
And me and my friends would do these things where it was kind of, it was like a radio play kind of.
Yeah.
Where we would like play Ninja Turtles, but it was just us both sitting by a tape recorder and making sound effects and doing dialogue
that
and stuff.
Okay. How was that playing Ninja Turtles?
Well, we were pretending to be them and telling stories,
but see.
Like we were acting as them. As the characters and making sound effects and stuff.
I would kill to have that cassette.
It has to be insane. I'm sure it doesn't exist anymore, but...
Dude, I'm Michelangelo. Holy shit, that was so good.
Whoa, guys, cowabunga, dude. I could do a good Michelangelo.
That was good.
Yeah, that was bad. What would Michelangelo say?
What would he say?
Yeah, what would he say other than cowabunga, dude?
Oh, Jesus.
I can't come up with anything good.
The waves.
Yeah, is that what he says?
Oh, waves and surf, dude.
Oh, man, let's get a pizza, dude.
Yeah.
I could do that. They should hire me to be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Forever. I'm going to light a cigarette.
Okay.
All right. So,
do you have anything you want to talk about?
I didn't bring my notebook with me this week, and I've forgotten everything I've thought of to talk about.
Really?
Well, here's something that I've kind of been meaning to bring up for a while, and I have no idea if it'll go anywhere, but who gives a shit? I feel good right now, so whatever. I've been watching this show called The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, God.
It's on the CW, but I've been watching it online, because who watches the fucking CW?
Nobody.
But I got really bored one day, and I was looking for new TV shows to watch, and I started watching this show called The Vampire Diaries, and it's kind of like, it's not really like Twilight exactly, but it's clear that the reason it exists is because of Twilight.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they got a TV deal for this. It was based on a series of books, I think.
Yeah.
But it's about this girl named Elena, and she's a high school girl, and her parents just died in a car accident, and she meets this new boy at school, and his name is Stefan, and he's real creepy, and he follows her around and stuff, and then somehow they start dating, and she finds out he's a vampire, and his brother is a vampire too, but his brother is like the sexy badass vampire.
Okay.
And I kind of like him. His name is Damon. He's played by the guy who played Boone in Lost.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't look like a douche anymore. He just looks like a guy.
Holy shit, that guy's like got to be older than us. What the fuck? Anyway.
Well, he's not a high schooler. He's meant to be like the older brother.
I see. Okay.
But they always pick people who are older than high school to play high schoolers anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me think. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So, but he's the evil brother.
Yeah.
And so he's like the one that goes around killing people. But Stefan is the good brother, and he's weaned himself off human blood, and he only drinks animal blood. And I feel like a huge homo watching this show. But I watch it anyway. And it's kind of like when I watched Bring It On. Like, I got started, and now I can't stop.
Oh, man.
And I am kind of a bit of a closet homo when it comes to entertainment anyway. Like, I like watching romantic comedies.
Yeah.
And I went through a brief period where my favorite movie in the world was The Parent Trap, the remake with Lindsay Lohan.
Fuck.
She was a little kid. It wasn't a sex thing.
But, okay.
but for some reason, it was something about like the happy vibe. Like, these stupid, cheesy, girly movies have this happy vibe. Like, everything's okay. Something about that gets me.
Okay.
But this actually, in this case, The Vampire Diaries, it's not that, because everything's not okay because people are dying.
It. Yeah, and you can't stop. Damn, there's so many good TV shows out there.
Like, I can't find any new ones, really.
Man.
Although, I mean, I hear about some, but they don't really get me. Yeah. I watched all of 6 Feet Under last week.
Good. Good stuff.
I watched all 5 seasons in a week.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was good, but it was really depressing. Like, I got really, really down.
Yeah.
Like, when we did the last show, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it because I just watched the series finale.
Yeah.
And I was like,
damn.
I was like almost in tears because I was so fucking depressed and just laying around.
Yeah.
I feel better this week.
That's good.
And I felt fine during the last show too, but I wasn't sure. I was like, part of me wanted to call it off.
Jeez. And if that ever, you know, has to happen, by all means, if you need to have a good cry, I'll be all right.
I should have had you come over so I could cry on your shoulder.
Yeah.
It's a good show, though. Have you seen it? I know you've seen part of it.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, we used to watch it at the friend's house on what we called movie night. Yeah, good times.
Where we'd all go there and our friend would put on some obscure movie that nobody gave a shit about. And then we'd all talk over it. And then somebody would go off to the bathroom and smoke a bong.
Yeah.
And nobody'd pay any attention. We watched some Nazi zombie movie once, but they were like underwater Nazi zombies.
I felt bad. I really wanted to get into it, but everybody was always talking and we were all drinking. So it was just kind of in the background.
I really liked 6 Feet Under when we watched it, but a lot of the stuff he would put on, I didn't give a shit about.
Some weird shit.
We watched Boogie Nights once, I think, and I liked that.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
One good show I like, it's been one of my favorites, if you ever get bored, is The Shield. You should check that out. It's pretty cool.
I don't know. You've mentioned that before, and I know you love it, but for some reason, I'll have to give it a shot. Maybe I would love it too, but for some reason, it doesn't sound that interesting to me.
It's
like, it's a cop drama. I don't know.
It's interesting in its own way. Once you watch it, you know, you'll be into it. I mean, if you tell me that you started watching that and you couldn't go on, but you watched all of The Vampire Diaries.
Hey, The Vampire Diaries is a good show.
I might be a little hurt.
You haven't seen The Vampire Diaries. It's awesome.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'll watch that if you watch The Shield in the near future.
You don't have to watch The Vampire Diaries. I don't know how to explain why I like that kind of shit.
Yeah. You got me into Dexter for anyone that hasn't
Dexter
seen
it. Dexter is awesome. I love Dexter, but right now it's off. You know, it's in the off season.
And Weeds, I really want to see, but I never fucking get around to see it.
Weeds is cool, but it gets really ridiculous as it goes on. I still enjoy it, and I'll still watch it when the new season comes out, but it got really nuts after a while. It starts out like this chick is like a housewife, like she doesn't have a job and her husband dies. And so to make money, she starts dealing weed in this suburb. It's real, you know, suburban. It's pretty
sounds kind of
simple.
The way you describe it, it's kind of weird. Like, you don't really have to watch it, but if you do, you'll eventually get into it. Kind of like, what was that fucking show? We'd go to that movie night and watch Deadwood. You remember that?
Yeah.
HBO show. Yeah.
I like Deadwood.
I couldn't get into it.
Really?
But I only saw like 2 episodes. So.
I think my favorite part of Deadwood was Al Swearengen, the saloon owner guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the main reason for watching it.
Yeah.
But Weeds is weird because it, like I said, it starts out fairly normal. It's kind of it still is kind of a comedy all the way through, sort of. But it starts out, you know, it's all this suburban stuff, and it's like her dealing weed to these suburban people and learning about how many of them smoke it and all this stuff. But then as time goes on, people die and
there's all this crazy shit.
She gets involved in like drug cartels and things. It's really weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Does it put off that feel like they did that just to keep the show going, or does it work?
I don't know. I still enjoy it, so I guess it works.
Okay.
I keep bumping the fucking mic cable. I didn't, when I switched mics, I didn't properly set this up.
It's all good.
Shit. I don't know. Should we fucking... I mean, I kind of feel like I want to keep talking, but...
Where are we at?
Like an hour and a half.
Jesus Christ.
Roughly.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
We did a lot of talking about your e-cigarette.
We did. I'm sorry, everybody. It's so awesome, though.
I do feel like we're just kind of rambling now anyway, so I guess we can call it quits.
Okay.
So, you can email me, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And you can leave a voicemail at 616-328-5581, dude.
That's 616.
What was that?
I don't know.
616.
That's 616-328-5581. What the fuck was that?
And you can visit the forums at IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. Get in there and post about why you're not dumb if you're a girl.
Yes.
Or some weird video game crossovers or whatever else I mentioned earlier.
Anything you want.
Photoshops of B. Arthur.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the Facebook and the Twitter. Facebook.com/idchat or Twitter.com/idchat, which are basically ways to get news. And if you like us on Facebook, it makes me feel good.
Same here.
For some reason, I don't care that much about people following us on Twitter. I don't know why.
I hate Twitter.
I don't hate Twitter. I like Twitter for what it is, but I don't have anything really to post on it.
I have this feeling that everyone that has a Twitter is just obsessed with it. Like, I gotta be on my Twitter. I gotta fucking tweet. I gotta tweet. I gotta tweet.
That's cool if you want to know what's going on with somebody.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. No big deal. They're always super fucking into it, and it annoys me. It's like a new, different kind of person.
Well, I only get annoyed with the people who the only things they post, you know, they post everything they do all day.
Going to sleep,
like,
waking up.
Having a waffle.
Had some pudding.
That was a pretty good waffle.
That's an inside joke. I saw that today on Facebook.
Had some pudding. Yeah, I did see
no
that
big deal. I don't
Facebook
really give a shit about
it. Wow, what an asshole.
I'm sorry.
Was that the person you were imagining having sex with?
No. No.
Man, he hates you posting about pudding and he doesn't want to have sex with you in his imagination.
You know what? Okay, I will.
I will jerk off to you later.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Fair enough. I'll jerk off to you too.
Okay.
Okay. We'll jerk off together.
Do you want me to call you when I'm doing it?
No, let's do it as soon as we stop the show.
Okay.
I'll jerk you off, you jerk me off, and we'll pretend it's her.
Okay. should we call her?
Yes.
And tell her what's going down right
now. And just tell her to keep
now.
Talking. Just call her and tell her to keep talking. Just keep talking. I'm almost... just keep talking. Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
All right, thanks. Enjoy your pudding. okay, what were we doing? Oh, yeah. Donate to the show. Send us all of your money. I've been thinking about putting together an Amazon wish list. I actually started doing it. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
On Amazon.com, which I think started out as just a place you could buy books, but you can buy anything through Amazon.com.
Yeah, pretty much
now.
Anything, yeah.
And you can make a wish list and you can make it public. And the way it works is you go through anytime you see something you want. You add it to your wish list.
Okay.
And so it's this list of things you want, kind of like a wedding registry.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to, they can buy it and ship it and have it shipped to you.
Oh, that's
and they
awesome.
Never even have to see your address or anything, but they can. They can buy it and it'll get shipped to you. So I started putting some junk in there. Maybe I'll post that to the site just in case. You know, like I don't expect anybody to buy us a new microphone, but if somebody's sitting around with too much money, then go for it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And that way you don't have to worry about like asking us for our address if you want to ship us something.
All that bullshit.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you should do that.
It sounds like a thing I could do anyway.
It's something you could do.
Right.
You should do it.
Sure. So far I've only put show related things on there. That's kind of my intent.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I know I've listened to other shows where they take donations and stuff and they've made like wish lists and things. And they'll have, you know, video games on there and all kinds of personal shit. And that's fine, but
you'd have to be really big to have if you're the balls
gonna,
to do that.
If you're going to send us stuff, like which I don't expect anybody to do, but if you are going to, I figure it might as well be show related.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's it, right?
That should do it.
Okay. So listen to every episode.
Yeah. And if you're trying to quit smoking, get yourself an e-cigarette.
They taste like incense.
Yes.
.com.
All right. Thanks for checking us out, guys. We will check you next week.
Yay! We'll be right back.